James Stewart, Redbud, returned to racing and a pretty good second moto. First moto, somebody said you tweeted something about grabbing your balls or something.
Yeah, I was lost for words.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was just out there talking. It wasn't that bad, actually. This wasn't that bad. The first moto, we got a, was actually a good start with Ryan. Mm-hmm. He pulled away a little bit. Kind of started managing. He wasn't maybe like second, something like that. It was better than what he was pulling me in the beginning. And then slid out, going up this hill over there, and then got back up, regroup, and then I ended up stalling in the back. Mm-hmm. And so, that's what I meant by it. I wasn't riding the way I should have been riding, but it was tough. It was tough. You know, I think it's hard to come back and still find out we're not ready yet, but it was all good. In the second moto, we came from the back a little bit, maybe like 10th off the start. Mm-hmm. Made my way up, just finished third. Yeah. It was kind of nothing happened really exciting.
The how's the hand, I guess, first?
The hand's good. Yeah. The hand's good. You know, it's just I haven't rode a lot. You know, I haven't rode a lot. And, you know, obviously with Brett being out, you know, carried a flag for the Yost team. And I think I won a race. You know, I kind of knew I really wasn't expecting to win in here because obviously I didn't get the bomb award. You know, I think my goal is a little bit more better for High Point than it was here. So, mm-hmm. We'll be back. You know, I feel like we're close. But, I mean, when you come back in and you miss a few weeks of racing and then you come back in and miss a few weeks of riding, it's just tough to jump back into it.
No, so attitude is maybe not happy, but also not angry.
No, I'm definitely not angry. Okay. I'll take that back. I was more angry after the first moto because I felt like I should have been at least second. And I just made mistakes in there. And I felt like the way I rode the latter part of that race, I was a little upset, not angry, just upset a little bit. Second moto, I was out for a Sunday cruise, just doing my thing. So, you know, we kind of used it to work on the bike. We made some good changes in there, so I kind of get in the direction. But definitely, if I, like I told the guys in press conference, if I came here to win, I'll be angry, but I didn't come here to do that. So a little bit older, championship is out of the reach, so it's a little bit different.
You know what you did do, though? Last question. I was talking to Tony Lessie this morning. He said that he felt that you deserved to go to Motocross of Nations. You were better than Mike, and it wasn't even a question. And now Mike beat you in that second moto, and now we know where we're going with this.
At this point, take him. He needs to go. He's hiring the points. I didn't even get to go out on the parade lap with those guys, so I was back with everybody else, so I felt normal again. So, that's down the road. You know, if I keep riding like I am, he should go. If I ride like I did in the beginning part of the year, then we'll have something to talk about. But Mike's a great candidate. I feel like we're going to have a challenge this year. Everybody talks about we can send whoever. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think even if we send our best guys over there, we're going to have to race. Yeah. So, if he's the best guy, I'll be there cheering him along. If I am, then that'd be cool also.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.